So it's 8:30. We're still waiting for Toby Jones to come out of the toilet again. But in the meantime, I'm talking to...
Emma Barnett.
From...
The Daily Telegraph.
Twitter name?
At Emma Barnett.
That's fairly simple, isn't it? Does that reflect your view on life?
It is. You can find me on Twitter easily, and you can talk to me easily.
As we are. What's your Telegraph?
I'm the digital media editor there, writing about lots of innovations, such as Audio Boo.
Fantastic. Here's the tenor.
Thanks, Mark.
What do you think of digital innovation in the UK? Going up, going down, not as good as the... Here he comes.
Yes.
You sit down, Terry.
What's that?
We're doing an interview with the Telegraph.
All right.
So Terry Jones has just joined us from the toilet. As you know, Terry Jones is a keen digital enthusiast, well known for his tech commentary. Probably want to look at his phone, actually.
What? I mean, what are you talking about?
Show me your phone.
Bye-bye.
It's high five.
Show him your phone.
What?
Show her your phone.
This is going to be so embarrassing. I can't tell you.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be so embarrassing.
So you want to do a quick product review?
This is brilliant. This is a Nokia. I can't actually see what model this is, but I don't even know if it's got colour screen. It definitely doesn't have touch screen, and I'm not sure it has the internet. Terry, we need to sort this out.
No, it doesn't have the internet.
No.
So what would be your...
It's got a colour screen.
Oh, it does have a colour screen. I do apologise. It does have a colour screen.
What would be your recommendations for Terry to kind of move up?
Terry's moving away right now, but I think he should get some kind of smart phone for a smart man.
He is smart.
He is smart, and he is doing something wonderfully innovative on a digital publishing platform.
Okay, so let's push this to Unbound. What do you think of it?
I think Unbound's very cool. I wrote about it. I think I was the first national journalist to do that at the Hay on Rye Festival. So very impressed, and I think the whole idea of crowdfunding creative bits of work is just brilliant, and it's in keeping with the time. People want to feel like they own content, and it's a good way of getting people to have a vested interest in making content, which is brilliant, get published.
And also we have nice parties.
Well, the party's lovely.
Yeah, no, it's really it's really good. It's like everybody wants to talk to me.
They do.
No, no.
But
yes,
they can go home with, you know, the book too and read you.
Yeah.
Sorry, how many more books have you got in you?
I've written 26 books, but this is the first launch party I've ever had.
Why have you never had a launch party?
Is that because no one's ever read the last 25?
What?
Has no one ever read the last 25?
Pavilion Books didn't do launch parties, Methuen Books didn't do launch parties, and BBC Books didn't do launch parties. And I think those are the only people who've published me.
But you're so fantastic.
What?
You're so fantastic.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? I wish I believed that.
Would the Telegraph be interested in doing a joint promotion with Unbound and Terry Jones?
I have no idea. I'm not on the commercial team.
But that is such a journalistic answer. She should have said yes.
Yes.
Should I?
You should have said yes, I'll sort it.
Oh, gosh, I've not had enough beers for that.
Maybe we should go and have some more beers.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Sorry, Emma from the digital.
Well, what I was just seeing was kind of speaker's corner thing initially. Speaker's corner, so LBC, you know, have your say. It makes kind of perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does make complete sense.
And they've lost their way.
Yeah, I mean, they've got really good reach, and they're in quite a good position.
Digitally,
you'll get there. You'll think, right, everybody's talking, everybody's talking. Yeah.
Thank you.
We've nearly doubled you.